This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, a Joy 94.9 podcast. This podcast was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. To support the production of content like this, donate at cbf.com.au.
The Scott Morrison government is currently drafting a bill that they claim will protect religious freedom in Australia, but I think many of us are understandably a little bit suspicious. Activists for the LGBTIQ community say that religious exemptions to anti-discrimination bills in Australia are already abundant, and that the current push to extend religious exemptions is a deliberate attack on the rights of gay and gender non-conforming people that were hard won over the last few decades. A protest is scheduled in Melbourne for the 31st of August outside the State Library to try and push back against the religious discrimination bill of the Morrison government. And The Informer spoke to activist and co-founder of the Safe Schools program, Ros Ward, who is one of the organisers of the event.
At the moment, we haven't yet seen the draft bill, but it seems pretty logical that given the victory that we had in the marriage equality campaign and the fact that the investigation into religious freedoms or supposed lack thereof, that this is very much connected with kind of making sure that the people who felt like they lost in the marriage equality campaign have got something to hold on to. So while we don't know what's in there, there are a number of concerns around kind of undermining the protections that we currently have and extending the right for religious individuals and potentially organisations to discriminate on the basis of their faith or belief. So there's a lot to be concerned about in the potential bill, and I think the motivation behind it as well is pretty dubious at this point.
Where's most of the pressure coming from to extend religious exemptions? Is it coming from just the Australian Christian lobby, or are there others who are involved in this as well?
It does seem to be mostly from a Christian perspective, including Catholics. So what the government have said is that they've consulted with, I think, 21 or something religious leaders. But as far as we can see, that they're mainly of the kind of Christian denominations. And even though they said they would also consult with LGBTI community organisations, they've yet to do that. So no one in the community has seen the bill. But in the media, it's been the case that the leadership of the Catholic Church are the ones who seem to be pushing the hardest to have some formal rights to discriminate, which we think is absolutely wrong.
So what kind of exemptions are they looking for? I read stuff about, you know, it's not simply businesses turning away gay couples who want a wedding cake. It's also stuff like schools expelling students for being gay or gender non-conforming, or bosses firing employees for being gay or gender non-conforming, that kind of stuff.
Obviously, schools are a big interest of mine. That there's currently exemption in the Victorian law that means that at this moment in time, it's still the case here that we can see LGBTI young people feeling worried about coming out in religious schools because there's no guarantee that they're safe there because this exemption exists, and also for teachers as well. And when you look at the way that social services and health have been privatised, that a lot of those functions are now being delivered by organisations that have a religious basis. So even beyond schools, hospitals, I know there are concerns about kind of reproductive services that people might want to access that could be affected by this. Aged care that is run by religious organisations could be affected. So there's a pretty broad sweep of things because so many of those kind of essential public services are delivered by religious organisations. So it's a big concern across all of those sectors. The protest being organised by me and Ali Hogg and a bunch of other just, you know, general community activists is to try to mobilise people to show that we're not just going to be passive in the face of what could potentially be quite a serious attack on the community. And I think a lot of people are feeling quite battle weary from the Equal Marriage campaign, but I think that's partly the reason why we have to kind of pull ourselves back into the fight, because this is the point at which things can be taken away while people are not looking or not feeling up to challenging the government. I think Morrison is feeling quite confident at the moment, and as are his allies and these people who want to kind of get their own back on the LGBTI community. So that's what we're trying to do, to show. And Sydney already had a rally of over 3,000 people. So there's definitely a sentiment, a strong feeling amongst people that we're not going to just let this go by without putting up a fight. And that, you know, there's all sorts of amendments and things that could also go into the bill. We'll obviously have to wait and see. But even to just say we are drawing a line here, and it's people, and it's LGBTI people from faith communities that also think that there doesn't need to be an extension of their rights to discriminate, you know. So it's a pretty cross-cutting issue.
Do you think that public opinion has regressed a little bit since the gay marriage plebiscite?
I think that the campaign around equal marriage in and of itself shifted public opinion. You know, when we started back in 2004, I think we were at like 30-odd percent of people supported equal marriage and ended up getting, what, 64% of the vote. So I think it's been heading in the right direction. But public opinion only sort of does that if there are people out there kind of pushing. And I think at the moment you can see that with the Australians campaign, basically like a bloody war on transgender people, having the crazy dedicated page in the Weekend Australian, like the campaigning against the changes to the birth certificates law in Victoria and so on, means that we have to be the ones who push public opinion back in the other way. And I think sometimes there are people who can be a bit uncertain, and an unequivocal stance against this kind of extension of the right to discriminate or exemptions that are basically giving people the right to discriminate is something that we should stand up and fight for. And I think we can win, because most people think it's absurd that somebody should be sacked from being a teacher because they're gay. It seems so old-fashioned and out of place. I think there's definitely scope to push back and to win people to a much more progressive position. That's what the rally is trying to do.
What kind of effect does being in the spotlight in terms of activism have on yourself? Because I've seen that you've received some rather nasty personal insults and pushback, and it's not simply that, you know, the people who disagree with you can politely disagree. It seems like they have to exhaust you with attacks on your character.
Yeah, that has definitely happened. Mark Latham said I wanted to destroy civilization, or Miranda Devine said I was out to basically tear apart the nuclear family. And in some ways, I'm kind of proud of the response that I've got for really standing up for some very basic human rights. For me, actually being part of protests like the one we're organising, being part of activist organisations, being out on the streets and feeling that kind of collective support in the struggle is the thing that I think gives me a lot of energy to keep fighting, and to know that there's a lot of people out there who feel the same way that I do, who can see the kind of injustice that's going on around them and want to do something about it. So to me, activism is part of where I get my energy from to keep fighting, keep organising and trying to change the world.
The protest itself, can you give us the time, the day, how long it's for, where it is, and what's going to be happening there, so that the listeners know if they're interested in supporting it?
Yep. So the rally is going to take place on Saturday, the 31st of August at 1 o'clock at the State Library, which is our usual spot for a protest. And we're going to have a few speakers. We're going to have a march, and there may be a little bit of sort of surprise activity in the middle of that. We've lined up Janet Rice, the senator from the Greens, who will be speaking, Sally Goldner, who's a pretty well-known trans activist, and we've also got a minister from the Uniting Church coming to speak as well, and a teacher, and hopefully a student. So there'll be a few kind of personal perspectives on the question, and then definitely the opportunity to make our voices heard through the streets of Melbourne. So that's what we'll be doing.
That was Roz Ward speaking to Nicholas Kamenia-Sandry.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.